Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one-coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Very special guest has been here before, and this is his time of the year. It's Wolf time. It's Bernie the Wolf Wolfson. One of the originals, a trailblazer in the industry. We had Mel Kiper on last week, and we were giving him all the accolades, and I felt kind of bad afterwards because it's really this guy, Bernie the Wolf Wilson, who blazed the trails for guys like Lance and Daniel Jeremiah and all of these guys that are making fortunes now off of the NFL draft by being prognosticators. This is the first of its kind. Bernie the Wolf Wilson joining us here. What's up, Bernie?
Not much. Just having, I may need to call back.
Well, it sounds like you're a little discombobulated there. Is everything all right there?
Yes, because my mom, and I told her not to do this, but she got Takis. And so everyone talks about hot Cheetos, but to me, I can handle hot Cheetos. There's something about Takis that it's just too spicy on my tongue. And, oh my God, I'm trying to be professional, but this is. Hold on.
Wow. Wow, you should not.
Oh my God. All right. No. So it's great to be here on the radio show here in. Where are we right now? What's the station?
Well, this is 97.5 FM. We appreciate you listening.
Where are you located?
In Houston. Houston. You didn't know. Our producer set this up. He didn't tell you you were going to be in Houston. Okay.
It's great to be here in Houston talking about your Houston Texans. Bernie the Wolf from Sensible Draft Discourse. I apologize about, hopefully that wasn't on the radio, about the part where my mom bought Takis and it's really spicy on my mouth. So it's great to be here. Just want to warn everyone that Takis are not your friend, so just stick with regular Cool Ranch Doritos, and I think you'll be okay.
Cool Ranch Doritos, yeah, that's sensible.
I like it, and you can also make nachos. I don't know if you've ever done this, but sometimes one of the things my mom will do, you can put, like if you get a tray, like a baking tray, like cookie tray or a baking tray or something, you can lay out, not like a small bag, you get the big bag, and mom lets me have some also, but what she'll do is she'll open a whole bag of Cool Ranch Doritos, mm-hmm. and then she pours it across the baking sheet, and then she gets a package, one of her Sam's Club cheese, like shredded cheese. It's called Mexi-Blend. And she'll take that and just scoops her handfuls all over the chips and then put it inside the oven. It makes delicious nachos. She's got her own caulking gun for sour cream. I don't know if you've seen Taco Bell has a sour cream caulk gun. Some people put, caulk on. Well, she's got sour cream loaded in it. And so she'll shoot that sour cream on there. And, oh, my man, I tell you what, that is really good eating right there. So just a little extra here from Bernie the Wolf Wilson, just trying to. And my mama will let me have some of those. She likes to watch her programs and stories with a big thing of nachos there, and she of course has lost a foot, as you know. The diabetes got her, it is nice that she will. That's just a little culinary treat from Bernie the Wolf Wilson.
Right now, Bernie, how old are you? You don't mind if I'm asking? Give me a ballpark of your age that you're still living with your mom, and she's cooking for you, and she lets you do stuff. That seems kind of odd at your age. You've been around doing this for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been around for a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm the one that actually started it. Basically, when the internet got invented, I was one of the first 20 people who were on the internet.
Oh.
And I had saved up, got a computer. I worked on computers, building computers when I was young. And I was actually, before there was Todd McShay or anyone else, there was Bernie the Wolf Wilson. And I had my own website and newsletter. I still do. And another account I'm going to tell you about, but that one's probably going to be closing soon. And, I've been known as the number one, the world's first internet draft scout. And, some things, they haven't caught on like I expected.
No.
I expected it. Like Daniel Jeremiah was just, he started an account called Move the Sticks, and then wow, whoop-de-doo, big deal. All of a sudden he's on ESPN2 and then NFL Network hires him, and like, hello, I've been doing this for a long time. And like, but I'm always on my grind. And as far as my mom is concerned, I know what you're insinuating. And
I'm just asking a question.
No, you're insinuating you're a grown man living with your mom. How about I'm a caretaker and I care about my mom?
Yeah, no.
And also,
she's got one foot.
She can't wheel down the ramp. She gets going too fast, and all of a sudden, it's like,
scary.
I mean, that's too steep. The ramp is too steep, bud. So anyway, I don't love this draft class this year.
And what happened? What's the matter? Why don't you? Maybe break down a player or two for us. Like the Texans are third.
Yeah, here's one. I have Frimball scores, and what I like to do is one of the greatest indicators of a player's success is you look at productivity, you look at physical measurements and different types of analytics, and then you also, one of the things I found is the key to success in professional football is finding players who get along and who are good in the locker room and out on the field, and that's why I created Frimball. It's called Burnalytics. Is my own version of analytics called Burnalytics, and it's got a Frimball score. And your Frimball score is a lot of it. I made it, so it's mine, proprietary. And
I don't think anybody else is going to use Burnalytics.
I go through your different social media platforms and just see how you behave with people. And I take trips when I can. So every year I go to the Senior Bowl. And I have as much interaction with these players as I can ever since COVID obviously hit. It's been harder. But this year I had more. And one player stood out as being pretty terrible, if you really want to know the truth.
Who was that?
And his Frimball score has gone very low. His Burnalytics are very low.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
Who is that player?
I would tell you. Do you want to know who it is?
Yeah.
Malik Willis. Quarterback out
of
Liberty.
I saw him giving a homeless woman his clothes.
Yeah, well, that's what they wanted you to see. Did they film the part and put it on there? When he said, your shorts look bummy. He told me my shorts looked bummy.
Hmm.
And,
that hurt your feelings, I guess.
And then somebody's putting, look, he gave clothes to a homeless woman. And then all of a sudden, they're like, I just said, where's the video of him saying I look like a crumb bum and all that stuff? He called me bummy, a crumb bum. He laughed at me. He said, what are those? And he pointed at my shoes. And
they
were new shoes. And he said, what are those on my shoes? And a lot of players laughed. And I definitely did not forget that. So, yeah, Majre Sanders from Cincinnati, your Frimball score went in the toilet.
Wow, that is that's terrible. Well, they're going to be
now,
drafted
hand,
high.
Kenny
both
Pickett,
of them, both of them will still
Kenny
be drafted.
Pickett, but Kenny Pickett gave me a sweatband, so
he did.
That shows a willingness to be a good teammate.
Frimball.
I like the way he delivers his throws. He gets through his full field progressions.
Hmm.
He reads the field well.
What about
He's
his little
nice
hands?
To children and also grown people who are kind of elderly family members, and he's just. A lot of great things going on. I have another, I've got a newsletter, but also I had people convince me that I needed to get on the OnlyFans account so I could start to have my draft because they said, Bernie, this is the way that you're going to monetize. Bernie, this is your way you're going to monetize. And people in the chat room that I'm in, and they're not always the nicest, but I really felt like they were doing something nice for me. And they said, Bertie, you got to get your OnlyFans account. Then people will subscribe to your great draft information. And they're like, oh, man, now finally the world will get to see all your great draft info. And so I opened up an OnlyFans account. And as soon as I get in there and set up my webcam, they made me so. And so I had to do. So my first bite. My Mach 1.0, I had to do without a shirt off. They kept saying, take the shirt off, we'll give you a tip. And you should never have to do a mock draft without a shirt or pants on. They were telling me to get different stuff, like I had to get mom's whipped cream from the refrigerator.
Oh, no.
And they were asking me to put it around my nipples and areolas.
Oh,
and
no.
Then before I made the fifth pick on my mock draft, before I went with the Giants' first pick at 5, and then by pick 7, they said, my top pick 7 is over. If all of that stuff is gone, the whipped cream's gone, we're going to put another tip on there for you. You know how much I made off my first OnlyFans?
How much?
$17. So, that's not even that much.
Well, it kind of is. I mean, that's a nice start for your OnlyFans account. And
by the end, I was in underwear.
Right.
By the time I got to pick 29.
Did you get that cream? That whipped cream cheat, the shooter out there and do all that stuff. That's nice. That's good. No. And what's your OnlyFans account? What's the site?
I prefer not to say right now.
Well, I'd like you to
We're
do it.
Making some changes.
I'd like you.
To
Everybody
it.
Wants it. Okay.
I'm trying to turn the chat off.
Mm-hmm.
For that, because I didn't know what I thought you had to do that or OnlyFans would kick you off if you didn't do what people told you to
yeah.
do. So these people in my chat room are really, I'm starting to think that was a setup.
No,
and,
it's not. No, it's a good way for you to get your information out. So, was your mom in on this too, on the OnlyFans thing? Was she in the room?
No, she was, of course, in the other room laughing.
That'd be
and
weird. Mom,
and then she was on her phone texting stuff. What I found out was she was one of the people in the chat.
Your mom was in the chat wanting you to get
the whipped
cream. How else would she know about the whipped cream in there, in the fridge, right?
She's the one that said, oh, Bertie, maybe your mama made it with Mike Mayock, and maybe Mike Mayock is your dad, which got me excited for a second, but then I did the math.
Yeah.
Mayock would have had to be like 11 sleeping with my mom, and I know that's not what he would have done. There's no chance he was in the Jacksonville area when he was 11.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't ask you to take any showers or anything on that OnlyFans account, did they? No? No.
I just don't think OnlyFans should. I don't think people should be able to tell you what to do.
No.
Well,
and
you
right.
have to do it or you don't get money. If I want to do that, I'd be on a pole somewhere.
Well, and I don't know that you should get on a pole, Bernie.
You haven't even hardly talked draft at all.
Well, right. I was trying to find out. What you think about some players, but this is a lot more interesting. So who did you, can you just give us an indication who?
It's so hot. Hold on a second. It's so hot.
Will you stop eating the Takis?
It's chocolate milk. That's the only thing that will cool down Takis is chocolate milk.
I love chocolate milk. Can you give us who the Texans, because they like, you know, did you meet Jack Easterby while you were there? Are you and Jack? Because he's all about friendship, too.
Oh, my goodness. So here's the thing. Jack, people in the Jacksonville area know Jack Easterby. He's a guy who spent some time down here. He's done some youth counseling, and I think Houston really got a good one. You guys are very lucky. I wish Jack Easterby were my father, because I can guarantee you this much. I wouldn't have a pantry full of Takis and then having people put, you know, whipped cream on my areolas. I guarantee that wouldn't happen if Jack were here.
No.
My mama would, but I don't think he'd find my mama right now with the foot and all. Probably wouldn't be attractive. But I think you're very lucky. I think Jack is a great person. He's very nice,
mm-hmm.
believes in the Lord and does good things. And
right.
I think you're sitting in a really, what I like to call the catbird seat, because you're pick number 3 and 13, and like people don't know what the Houston Texans are going to do. I know what they're going to do. Aiden Hutchinson is going to be a Texan, and he has one of the highest spring ball scores that I've ever given out. The Vernalytics on this guy are off the charts. He plays hard against the run. He rushes the passer, does a lot of smiling. You don't see him yell and cuss and carry on at people on the sideline or get 15-yard penalties for unsportsmanlike conduct. Aiden Hutchinson is exactly what you want in a football player, and I think he's going to be a Houston Texan and the Rookie of the Year. And at pick number 13, I think the Houston Texans, their pick is a mystery. If you want to find out what they're going to do, I guess just go to my OnlyFans page. But just don't say anything and don't make me do anything. But subscribe. Barney the Wolf Olsen. Also, I'm doing some cameo stuff. The last three have gone poorly. Mm-hmm. People signed up for me to do cameos. I call their friends to leave messages. And it turns out that they give my phone number out, and they end up calling me, which is not how that's supposed to work.
No, that's not at all how it's supposed to work. Well, Bernie, that was – so get to Bernie's
they
only –
They called me Creamy Nipples, and that's not what – I'm guaranteeing you that no one called Daniel Jeremiah Creamy Nipples.
No, I don't think that's ever happened.
That was a setup, and you know who did it?
Yeah.
My mom.
I thought it was McShay.
I mean, did your mom ever make you put stuff on your nipples?
My mom never did that. That's different. Yeah.
But she does make good nachos. But that doesn't. You can't balance out the horrible stuff with just a great plate of nachos. That's not going to balance it out.
Maybe she wants you to rub some whipped cream on her or sour cream on her nub. Maybe that would make it make
that's inappropriate.
Well, no, but she's
got that's an inappropriate comment about my mom.
Well, no, but she doesn't have a foot anymore, right? So she's got that.
Oh, listen,
that nub.
So also, one thing that I'm going to be doing to my pages and different social platforms is this is the only place where you're going to get different culinary information. I've got a queso recipe that we're going to be giving out, and I'll also tell you what the Giants are going to do with their entire 7-round mock. So I am the only person who is giving out culinary surprises, treats, and recipes, while at the same time giving you the very best draft information and burn analytics. So it's a combination of analytics, recipes, friendship, fun, and football. So it's that's definitely worth paying for, in my opinion.
No, that's the best. That's right. That is great.
Sensible Draft Discourse.
Well, yeah, that is.
At this time, yeah.
Right. It's Sensible Draft Discourse, and that's where you find Bernie the Wolf Wolfson and on his OnlyFans page. OnlyFans page. That's great.
Yeah,
that's,
but don't but
and say,
you don't have to chat. And,
yeah,
and
you can chat, though.
I might shut it down.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure. Yeah. Well,
that doesn't feel like a good platform for draft people.
Business decisions. Business decisions. That's what you're about.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Bernie, we appreciate it. Thanks. Say hi to
your mom. Draft platform should not have to make you do things that feel sexual in nature.
No. No, it shouldn't. And that's
by the way, you didn't even talk about Deshaun Watson.
Well, no.
His burn analytics, did his friend ball score plummet? He really has gone low. He has really
his friend ball score has gone down very far. Gotta be real low. Yeah. All right, well, we're done. We got to go.
With the small towel.
Yeah, right. Okay. Bernie the Wolf Wolfson right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.